Hey, BA fam, this episode is sponsored by State Farm. Are you a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers, they're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today. It's time for the VA QA. Y'all know I hate doing this song without Tiffany, but I'm going to try anyway. It's time for the VA QA. Hey.
Hey.
Hello, BA fam. It's Mantra. I am here live with you this week for our BA Q&A live and solo, I should say. So as Tiff continues to gallivant around Egypt and send me the most, you know, FOMO-inducing photos to WhatsApp, I'm here for it, okay? She's having an amazing time. But I decided I don't want to just be alone in the studio listening, answering people's questions, reading them off a spreadsheet. So I invited a couple of listeners to the show this week to ask me their questions live. Now, as a reminder, if y'all want to have a chance to be in the studio or the stew, as Tiff calls it, all you have to do is run over to our Instagram page. We are at Brown Ambition Podcast. There you can send us a DM, but very importantly, send us a voice note. You got 60 seconds to get your question out, and typing it out, I will recommend before you even do that, send us your question, submit it via IG, and you may hear from our producer inviting you to be in the studio with us to ask your questions live. So for today, we have a super adorable and curls popping. I love you. A glasses moment.
We're twinning.
Twinning. We have VA listener Brianna in the house. Hi, Brianna. Welcome.
Hi, Mandy. Thank you so much for having me on. I am so excited about this.
Thanks for submitting your question. And first of all, I just want to say, well, you're from Dallas, right?
Uh-huh. Well, I'm from Ohio, but I am in Dallas.
Sorry. Okay. So she still claims Ohio.
Yeah. Not gotcha. A Texan yet.
I know. I still have my 404 area code 12 years after I left Atlanta. So, you know, no judgment here. But Brianna has a really interesting question and one that I have a lot of feelings about. And I had to do some reflection before I even answered you on what my response would be. So before we get into it, let's hear Brianna's question that she submitted to the show.
Hi, Mandy and Tiffany. My name is Brianna, and I could really, really use your help. So I recently graduated with my master's of health administration, and I landed my dream job. This job is paying six figures and has really incredible benefits. However, while I was in graduate school, I did accumulate some debt in student loans and in credit card bills. While I know it's a priority to pay down my debt, I have this urge to upgrade my lifestyle. I want to get a new apartment, and I've been eyeing a new car, but I don't know how much is too much. So I would love to hear your thoughts on the balance between bossing up a little bit, but also, you know, keeping a level head, if you will, around spending, even though I got such a huge bump in pay. I love the show. Thank you guys for your help, and I hope you guys can answer my question. Bye.
Okay, Brianna. So you feel cute now. You got your six-figure salary. And what? Give me a sense of how much of a raise was that from what you were earning before?
About 50,000.
50 or 60?
About 50 or 60,000, yeah.
Did you move from Cincinnati to Dallas for this job?
I did. So I started in a fellowship role, which is similar to like an internship. Yeah. So they pay you, you know, significantly less, and then you sort of get the next role.
Nice. And how long have you been there at this point?
It's 2 years.
Oh, okay. 2 years. All right. Yeah. That's really helpful for me to know, because when I first listened to the question, I was like, you haven't earned the six figures yet. So what I like to avoid doing is like spending the money before it's really mine to spend. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I'm curious. So 2 years in, where do you stand with the debt that you accrued during grad school, the student loans, the credit card debt?
I'm going to be honest.
Please do.
I still am standing in it.
Okay.
Yeah, I have not really paid anything toward it. I graduated in 2021, so newly required to pay, but I have not started.
The student loans. Okay.
The student loans, yeah.
And are those like federal or do you have a mix of federal, private?
They're federal.
Okay. What's the balance? Like how much do you owe?
$50K.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's student loan debt and you haven't had to pay, right? For the past forever. Do you, and it's probably going to be extended again and again. Okay.
Yeah.
So talk to me about the credit card debt because that's my, probably mine and your bigger concern.
Yeah. So when I got to Dallas, I was in the mindset of having the six figures, but I didn't actually have the six figures. Damn
it. I wish I was catching you early. I thought I was catching you early because I was going to be like, no.
No, the dirt has already been laid. I'm lying in the bed now. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So I was bawling when I got here. And then I got myself in this rhythm of like, I'm going to spend the credit card, pay it off, spend the credit card. And then they gave me a credit limit increase. Mm. And then from there, I lost control.
Okay. Thanks for admitting that. It's really easy. You know, yeah. I have been there, you know, even like from when I was not earning a lot and times when I was earning a lot, it can easily spiral out of control. So how much credit card debt are you looking at right now?
Right now, it's about 6,000. Like that's rounding up. Okay. High fives. Yeah. So it's not like I'm not drowning, but it's not great.
Not great. And like, you know, tell me about your disposable income. So you're looking for a new car and a better apartment now, or did you already get those things?
So I was looking for a new car and a better apartment when I talked to you.
Yeah.
I have stopped doing that.
Okay.
Yeah.
My job I stopped
doing that.
The thing with new cars, I wonder how's your credit?
It can be better. I would say like they call it fair. If I looked at credit
karma, like 650 to 7.
Yeah. I think I'm more in the six though.
Yeah. Cause the thing right now is like debt is so expensive, you know, and I'm assuming you would have to get an auto loan for the car. Right. Plus your credit card debt has only gotten more expensive than when you first had your cards because like the average APR is over 20% now, you know? So for me, I just feel like I wouldn't be, if you're fine without the car right now, do you have other transportation? Like, can you get around and get to work?
Yeah, I can, but it's like, it's one of those things where like, I keep having to put money into my car. Like things keep just happening. Lights keep coming on. And so I was like, well, maybe I should get a new car. And then my parents suggested a cash car, but I was like, I'm kind of balling a little bit now. So like maybe I should get like a nicer car than like a cash car.
Meaning like a used car that you just pay for in cash.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't hate your parents there. And I'm like, because my thing is it doesn't have to be a new car. Doesn't have to mean a brand new off the lot car. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've had cars since I was like 16. I only bought a new car because we had to when we got our car this past summer. It was an electric vehicle. But I'm always going for the certified pre-owned models because like, for example, when we got our first car as a couple, it was a Mazda CX something or other. I don't know car models, but it was like a year or two old and it had been a rental cars, you know, vehicle. And just by like getting a car it's still newish, you know, it's only been like a year since it's been out there, but we saved thousands of dollars. You know, as soon as you drive off the lot, cars depreciate something like 15%. It's kind of insane.
But then where do I don't know. I kind of have this feeling like I want to treat myself to something.
Yeah.
And I want to do like a, you know, like a big, my first big girl job, big girl purchase sort of thing. But I don't know if it's the right time. And I don't know.
I mean, if you want to have a really nice car to drive around in while you're stressing about your credit card debt, then like maybe.
I'm stressing right now in a Nissan, so it's stress in an Audi.
The thing is, an Audi won't make you feel better. I know that it's like, it's really about, I mean, and this is a personal choice, right? At the end of the day, you have to choose what will bring you happiness. But for me, the peace of mind of having debt paid down is so worth more than spades, worth more than anything. Plus, $6,000 on your salary, I feel like if you really went for it, you could probably pay that down in a few paychecks. Mm-hmm. Am I wrong? Like
yeah,
how much, where's your extra money going that you're, you know, are you saving it right now?
No. It is going to everything else. So I am traveling. It feels like every month there's something I need to buy. And so I buy it. You know, like if it's a birthday gift, or I'm terrible about saving money.
Okay. So what are your savings like right now?
Under 500.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're going to feel so, I feel rich every day in like my, you know, crappy Old Navy clearance shirt, because I know that I don't have to worry. Like, I know that if one of us lost our incomes, like we would be okay, you know, mm-hmm. for a certain amount of time because of our savings. And that peace of mind, like that for me is what defines wealth and, mm-hmm. you know, prosperity. And it's the peace of mind that you can buy yourself when you're earning more. And I just don't want you, because right now, are you single? You got kids?
I'm single, no kids. Living life, no fur babies.
Hey, it's only going to get harder. And like, think about the things that you're going to want, you know, 5-10 years from now. Maybe you want to buy mm-hmm. a condo, you know, buy a house. If you start to think about the future, like the future goals, and I know that these things that pop up month to month, they feel like, okay, I got to do this. It's right in front of me right now. But that's why I love naming my savings account after a certain goal. For example, like a lot of banks now will let you have multiple savings accounts. And if you name one future down payment or luxury vacation, you know, 2024 or something like that, it's going to give you something tangible that then you're saying no to if you say yes to those like immediate things in front of you, you know? All right, BA fam, you are listening to the BAQA. We are going to take a quick break and be right back with more of your questions and our answers. Hey, BA fam, this episode is sponsored by State Farm. Are you a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers, they're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Hey, BA fam. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. That's incredible. This is according to Indeed data and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 150 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Okay, it's smart. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Brown Ambition. Just go to Indeed.com/Brown Ambition right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Brown Ambition. Terms and conditions apply. You need to hire, you need Indeed.
And now a word from our sponsors at Betterment. All right, BA fam, you know we work hard and we play hard, but when it comes to investing and having your money in the market, you want your money to be working for you. That's exactly what the Betterment Automated Investment and Savings app can help it do. Keeps your money out there working hard and kicking you know what. I love Betterment because it makes it easy for even a beginning investor to figure out how to put their money in the market and set it and forget it and be at peace with that, because you know Betterment has got you covered with their automated investment and savings app. Their technology is going to give you advanced tools that are built to help you maximize those returns. All you got to do is visit Betterment.com to get started. Learn more about high yield cash accounts at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance not guaranteed. Cash reserve offered through Betterment LLC and Betterment Securities. Betterment is not a bank. All right, BA fam, y'all know when it comes to financial advice, you have to trust your source. That's why you listen to Brown Ambition, right? And when I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. I've been a longtime fan of NerdWallet. In fact, I almost work there a couple of times because when it comes to financial experts and writing, they really know how to give you the best reviews of financial products. I honestly wouldn't sign up for a credit card today if I hadn't looked at a review on a site like NerdWallet myself. And honestly, if y'all haven't learned about NerdWallet, you're missing out. And with their help, what could future you do with more travel rewards? A hotel upgrade? Lounge access? Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms of each credit card issuer apply. Okay, BA fam, we are back answering more of your questions for the BAQA. Let's go.
Can I ask you something about savings? So sure. When my check comes in, I just spend the check till it's nothing and then pray that I get to the end of the month till I get my next paycheck. That's
really... Oh, you're paid once a month?
I'm paid monthly.
Oh, I used to hate that when I got paid monthly.
Oh, it's
harder. Okay,
yeah.
But that's good
and so,
for me to know.
So when my check comes in, what would Mandy do with it?
I'll tell you exactly what I did with it when I was in your position, when I was finally earning enough money to be able to do other things besides just pay the rent. Automate everything. Like, automate it through your payroll so that things are, like, by the time you get your paycheck, it has, like, everyone's gotten their share. You know, your savings accounts, your retirement, you know, whatever your checking account for your bills. I don't know how you have your account structured, but I mean, we're the same in the sense that I would have the same issue, you know, when I was paid, if it would just go, you know, and be gone. And it wasn't until I got on the back end and automated my savings and automated my investing and all of that, the automation saved me. Automation is why I was able to get to where I was, you know, financially in my career. Are you automating anything right now?
I automate some bills, like my renters into the small ones. I automate those.
See, it's not the bills that I think you should automate. It's the savings and the investing.
Okay.
Are you putting anything into your 401k now?
It is automatic. That it automatically goes in. So that's, yeah.
How much?
That's helpful. I don't exactly know. If I looked at my pay stub, I'd be able to tell you, but it's pretty significant. I would say it's at least in my pension, it's at least, I would say $200, $300 a check, maybe.
Okay. And how much is each? Well, you don't have to tell me your business like that, but like just, I would know like what percentage you're putting away.
Yeah.
And because, you know, you're at the, how old are you now?
I'm 28.
You're so young. I would go for it. I never invested more for my retirement than when I was single and had, you know, just myself to worry about. I was putting like 10%, sometimes 15%. So go into your back end and I would check and at least understand what your percentages are, you know, that you're investing. Yeah. You have that automated. Awesome. Just do the same for your savings. And when you actually, like when it's automated and you don't have to think about it, you're going to be less likely to miss that money. You know, because you're going to see what's in your paycheck and you're going to be like, oh, I can actually play with this. Or you know what I mean? Like I can use this for bills. I'm not saying, and you have to decide how much, you know, to save each month. So, and it's going to come down to, you know, how much do you need to cover your expenses, shopping, whatever bills you have, et cetera. And then whatever is left over, you can split that between some savings and paying down that credit card debt. That would be, for me, how you could do both at one time.
How much money should I have for free? Because I feel a little uneasy sometimes when I like, because I have tried to think about dividing my check out. And then I was like, well, I only have like $100 or $200 of like free money. So what's reasonable?
Free money, what does that mean? Like after what?
After like everything went to its proper home, the money that I could just like, if someone wants to go to the movies, someone wants whatever, to just kind of have free.
I mean, I'm kind of finding it hard to believe you only have $100. I mean, I know that six figures, first of all, six figures sound so sexy, but like in today's America, it's
with
like,
taxes, inflation, it's really not that much.
It's not that much. No, I know for sure. The only thing to do is you can look for other ways to bring in income, or you could revisit your budget and cut some expenses so that you just get more. And also what that's telling me is like, you really can't, I mean, afford that much more, like a bigger car payment at interest rates today. Like, I mean, car payments with a fair credit score, I could look it up really quickly, but I feel like interest would be like 6-7%, maybe more. Like, that's expensive, and then it's going to take you longer to pay off that car note. You know, more of your payments are going to go to interest versus actually the principal. So I think you almost need to like shift the mindset of, okay, I'm making six figures and that's good, but it's not a luxury lifestyle salary yet, you know? And I think you'll regret not investing time and energy into your savings, into paying down this debt. What if something were to happen and, you know, you lost this job? You're like on the fringe, like you're making ends meet right now, but you're vulnerable to, like, if something were to happen and, you know, you were to get let go or whatever. And I just feel like it's a vulnerable position, and I want you to feel more secure.
Yeah, you know? I want to feel more secure as well. I was part of the people that got kind of mixed up in the Southwest debacle with the snowstorm.
Oh, no.
And I couldn't, and the amount of plane tickets I had to buy and whatever, I got in a position where I couldn't afford to get out of the airport, and I had to call my parents and be like, hey, can you loan me $200, $300 for a plane ticket? Because I literally couldn't afford it. And I think it was then that I realized, okay, I can't live this Instagram lifestyle, because what Instagram doesn't show you is that life happens and I don't have a safety net to protect myself.
Yeah, that's such like a vivid, like visual for me too. Just you in that airport being like, wow, I really don't have it. And it's hard to think, I'm earning this much, so shouldn't I have it? Like, you have it for the other things that come once a month and all that. But that's exactly what I feel like you saying no to some things, but saying yes to security, yes to financial freedom, it's just going to be a game changer for you. It's like, what are you valuing more? The cute, the Audi, you know, Audi, I don't know how you say it. Audi.
Can't afford it. I don't know.
I just had a chat with my financial planner too. And like, I don't have all my shit together all the time either. She was like, you can't afford a second car right now. Not if you want to do this, this, that, and the third, and I'm having another baby. And I'm like, but I'm making this much money. She's like, yeah, but the facts are the facts. And if you want to continue feeling comfortable, feeling like secure, a second car is going to put you in that red area, red zone of on the fringe. Any little thing can like start spiraling, you know? So don't feel bad because you're in this position. Just be honest with yourself about what position you're in. Mm-hmm. That's all I want to say.
Yeah, that's honest. I love that.
But good luck. The one last thing I will say, as far as the 6,000 credit card debt, it's accruing interest right now. It's not like a promotional interest period or something like that.
Yeah, it's accruing interest right now.
Yeah, and with a 650-ish credit score, you could try to qualify for a balance transfer credit card. But my fear for you, if you do qualify for a balance transfer, do you know what that is?
No.
So a balance transfer is basically, credit card companies, they love to get new business. And they're like, oh, you're struggling to pay off that maxed out credit card? Well, let us pay it off for you. We'll put the balance on a bright new shiny card that we're going to give you. And we're going to give you 0% interest for the next 12, 18 months. Really exciting, right? Typically charge like a little balance transfer fee, 3%, something like that, on the balance. But it helps give you relief in the sense that you don't have this credit card debt, you know, with double digit interest continuing to be stacked on it. It's wonderful as a tool for that. The challenge, and we actually did surveys when I was in my last couple of roles ago at a personal finance site called Magnify Money. We would survey people and they would continue to rack up debt because it's like the balance transfer gave them this concept in their mind that they were debt free or they had time, you know, and then they would just rack up more and more. And it was like a vicious cycle. So I would say know yourself. Like, a balance transfer could be an option, but then I would really aggressively pay off that $6,000, even though it's earning 0%, just to get it done, and then go on a bit of like a credit card diet slash cleanse. Focus on your savings. And I feel like a year from now, 6 months to a year from now, you're going to be in a position where it's like, okay, now I know what this feels like. Do I really still need the car? And if I do, am I willing to sacrifice this feeling of peace?
I will commit to a 6 month credit card cleanse once I start paying it. Yeah, for sure.
All right. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for letting
me talk your
head off.
This is so helpful. This was like the reminder that I needed. I love that we did this at the beginning of the year because this really kind of will jumpstart my new transition. So thank you so much.
Before summer comes and everyone's outside trying to pull you in different directions.
Outside, it gets dangerous. So thank you for reeling me in now.
You're on your own journey and like no one else is going to save you. You know, when you're in that Southwest terminal again, you know, like you really got to look out for you. So good luck.
You're going to
do great. And congrats on this like huge promotion to the huge, you know, step up. You're going in the right direction. Just keep going.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time today.
Thanks, Brianna. Hey, BA fam, we could not do this show without your support or the support of our team behind the scenes. The Brown Ambition podcast is produced by Imani Crosby and Dennis Stemplinski is our in-house tech guru. I am your co-host, Mandy Woodruff-Santos, and we will see y'all next week, BA fam.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a PS to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the PS first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.